Ask Mr. Ninist from Ohio what the First Amendment means to him. He'll likely answer patriotic music underneath, freedom of speech and of the press, freedom of religion, freedom to go barefoot to the public library to feel the carpet under his toes. It's that final guarantee that has caused Mr. Ninist to throw the book at his local librarians. He's taking them to court. Mr. Ninist, newspapers report, likes to go barefoot, and the library enforces a must-arrive-shod rule. Mr. Ninist, were he writing this, might ask you, isn't this exactly the situation our forefathers foresaw when they carefully crafted that nifty freedom of speech language? Well, no. He's definitely got an uphill battle here. You can't yell fire in a crowded theater. You can't go to the library without shoes on. No, the First Amendment doesn't guarantee freedom to do whatever you want. Its language is broad: speech, press, assembly, religion, and courts have given those terms an even broader gloss: to read, to access knowledge. But courts have to draw the line somewhere, lest we have a do-what-feels-good society. And they draw it at shoes in the library, Mr. Ninist. Mr. Crimer could tell you that. He's walked a mile in Mr. Ninist's callous-filled soles. Because several years ago, Mr. Crimer sued when his local library in New Jersey stopped him from coming in, citing rules against, among other things, shoelessness. And a First Amendment argument did not change things. No constitutional violation when a library calls shoeless Joes out, no matter how hard or high the Joes wave the flag. Contrast that to a recent First Amendment situation on the University of Illinois campus. The talk around town has it that during a basketball game, someone yelled something nasty to Chief Alinowick, the student who dresses as a Native American and does what supporters call high kicks during athletic events. I wasn't there. I don't know exactly what was said. But give that general fact pattern to a group of law students, and they'll likely utter a swear word. Because there's a famous case in constitutional law with a word in it often replaced by a bleep. The venue? A courthouse. The defendant, a man opposed to the draft. The words on his jacket, bleep, the draft. The U.S. Supreme Court decided that the man had every right to boldly wear a swear word in public because the draft was such a political hot-button issue, it would be unconstitutional, it held, to quash his quote, even though he used language you will never hear on the radio. Seems possible that we'd have a similar outcome involving the person who yelled at the personification of a certain campus hot-button political issue. As an example of the depth of free speech, you know those bumper stickers, bleep happens, and how's my driving, call 1-800-NASTY-PHRASE? Those two have been placed under the First Amendment microscope by courts, and freedom of speech, even vulgar speech without much of a point, prevails. So while the First Amendment is limited in some ways, it guarantees a lot. Even, it seems, the right to watch that completely unrealistic television drama about Supreme Court justices and clerks. That's last week's real-life First Amendment case. A judge sentenced a man not to jail for his petty crimes, but to months without watching television. Attorneys appealed on First Amendment grounds and won a temporary injunction. So watch television, swear at the screen, celebrate your First Amendment rights. Just make sure you never, ever do it barefoot. I'm Amy Guida.